You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
We're continuing our study through the book of Galatians and a look at legalism and a look at false brethren, as the Bible calls them. We're looking at a church that was attempting to add works to the only formula for salvation. That is grace alone through faith alone. We're covering all of chapter 2 here this morning as well. Now this chapter here, Galatians 2, starts on a historical note. Actually, it continues on a historical note as Paul is recounting his faith and his credentials as an apostle. Now, Paul, after becoming a believer, went off into the wilderness to spend some time alone with God and to allow God to build his systematic theology from the ground up. All right, Galatians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "Then, after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and also took Titus with me. I went up by revelation and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those that were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain." The book of Acts records 5 visits to Jerusalem by the Apostle Paul. The visit to get acquainted with Peter, we read that last week. That was chapter 1, verse 18. That was around 35 AD. The visit to deliver a gift to the Jerusalem church for famine relief. That's Acts chapter 11, verse 27. The visit to attend the Jerusalem council, which is this right here in chapter 2, verse 1, also Acts 15, 1. The fourth visit was the visit at the end of his second missionary journey, Acts 18, 22. And the fifth, the visit that resulted in him being imprisoned and sent to Rome. Now, this reference to 14 years is probably 14 years after his conversion. And it says that he went up again to Jerusalem. Again, as I said, the first time we saw last week, where chapter 1 tells us he visited Peter and stayed with Peter for 15 days. Now, in verses 3 and 4, we see the M.O. of legalists, or we could add false brethren. Verse 3, "Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty that we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you." Okay, now notice these words describing legalists. Number 1, false brethren, not genuine. Notice it's not false lions. They're not false wolves. They're false brethren. Means they were close to them. It means when they come in the door, they call your brother. Hello, brother. False brothers. Not strangers. Brothers. They come in and call your brother. False brethren sow discord, which God hates. False brethren bring and cause division in a church. This is how you know who they are. They bring and cause division. They sow discord. Read Proverbs 6:19. The Lord Jesus said, by their fruit you will know them. Notice these words describing these people. Okay, number one, I said false brethren. Number two, notice the word secretly. The King James has unawares. What a great word. Well, these false brothers were here among us, but we were unaware of it. Meaning they were here with you the whole time, and you didn't know it. You were unaware that you had false brothers among you. Next word it says is stealth. I think of the U-2 bomber. Stealth. An airplane made of graphite. Isn't that the word? What was the SR-71 made of? Titanium, right? Slips through the radar so that you can't see it. That's what these false brothers are made of. So that you can't see them. They slip in unaware. Last word here was spy. Secret. Stealth. Unaware. Spy. They never come in the door with fanfare, all loud. They sneak in quietly. So why? Why come in like this? Because if they announced what their true intentions were, they would have been kicked out of the church a long time ago. You can apply that principle to outside the church as well. Look at the White House. You know, this is the bad thing, too, about having a church that's set up like ours is. And that is when the congregation is the one that decides about a church. For instance, First Baptist Church here in Cocoa Beach. When I was a member there, all of these homeschoolers all joined the church, and everyone thought it was great. They called everyone brother. There was like 12 families that one day decided to join the church. But they joined the church with an ulterior motive. So here you are, you think it's a good thing. You got all these people coming into the church, and the people are allowed to vote. And then what do? They run the pastor out, or at least try to. Luckily, the pastor and them were wiser than that and had it built into the bylaws that they were unable to do this. But this is what sometimes what these people, false brethren, do. They pretend to be your friends. They come into the church and try to take it over. Counterfeit brothers. Secretly brought in. By stealth, that's unknowingly, unnoticed by everyone in the church, they didn't realize what their motives were. Two, spy out our liberty in this case. So what does that mean? Liberty to do what? What is our liberty as Christians? Is it to watch pornographic movies? Is it to drink alcohol? Is it to act any way that we want? No, yes, your liberty is the freedom from having to do works in order to be right with God. Or like she just said, to worship Christ any way that you want. Your liberty is the freedom from having to do works in order to be right with God. That's your freedom. These believers here were not frantically trying to do stuff in order to please God or to be accepted by God. But they were accepted by God because of what Jesus did on the cross. And because of their faith in what he did on the cross. That's what makes you right with God. People like these and the examples I gave you, people like that creep in the churches all the time. And it's always this way, secretly, unaware, stealth, spy, false brethren. You don't have to work for your salvation. You don't have to keep a bunch of rules in order to be saved. And now here coming up in chapter 2, we're going to see an occasion where the apostle Peter was in a predicament because he was trying to placate both sides here. Let's pick it up in chapter 2, verse 11. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. Okay, this is all about food. Okay? This is all about food. That's what this whole argument is about. Now, when Peter came to Antioch, I withstood him right to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite right along with him. Even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews?
And we're going to have to end it right there for today. Thanks for joining us here today. You've been tuned in to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I figured I'd mix it up and come in at the end of our program here today. If you liked what you heard, stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to continue this series here in the book of Galatians. I just preached this just the other day on Sunday at Island Community Church. So it's not too late for you to come by and visit and worship with us. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We will be starting Galatians chapter 3 this coming week. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? That's what we're going to look at here. We're looking at what happens to a church that's been saved by grace through faith. And when people, like we just heard today, false brothers, they sneak in by stealth, as the King James says, unawares, to spy out the liberty we have in Christ Jesus. This is what happens. They come in and then they try to add something to your salvation. No, you're not saved by grace through faith. You're saved by grace through faith plus. Then dot, dot, dot. Men add rules and rules and rules. And then before you know it, you can't keep them. And this infuriated the apostle, as we're going to find out as we go through each and every week here at Galatia. So that's going to do it here for today. But join us again tomorrow. We'll be right back in our study here in the book of Galatians. You're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.